from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Luqman Abdul Salam, age 44 at the time of this interview.
I was born August 2nd, 1969.
I was born and raised in Manchester. I went to public school. I went to Menaker before it was Columbus, and I think it's closed now. You know, my people still here. My parents still live in Manchester on the same street I grew up on. I lived on that street for 20-something years, you know what I mean? So that's my connection. Been all up and down this place. Childhood was very, very good. Come from a two-parent household, fortunately. So I was raised with a father, raised with grandparents, raised with a grandfather. Knew both of my grandparents. Grew up with friends. Grew up in a time where it was called pre-crack, you know what I'm saying? Y'all grew up in an era after crack. It's getting back to that, though. Y'all playing outside a little bit more and what have you. But, you know, we used to play outside, man. Childhood was good. It was fun. You know, I definitely always look back on, like, yeah, I had a real good childhood. That's something that, like, cats don't really stress no more. It's like, just be a kid, yo. Kids are always trying to, like, be older than they really are, you know what I'm saying? Just be a kid, because it's going to be real short. I went to college for a year and a half. I'm a college dropout. I went to community college. So I don't diss school, you know what I mean? I always want to make a point. You should go. Young people definitely should go to college if you want to go. You just got to be focused. I was one of those students that were, like, I was labeled an underachiever. By the time I got to middle school, I had checked out. I was just there for the girls' high school career. I'm just being honest, you know, to get dressed, to come swagged up or whatever. Treated it like a TV show. So I didn't really progress my academic career, but looking back, knowing what I know now and knowing that if I applied myself, I would have definitely been like a high straight A student. I should have a doctorate right now. If I would have a doctorate, I'd be a lot further along. But that's not to say that I don't regret. I'm just giving you both sides. I still continued on my path. I wanted to be an artist. So I just struck out on the path to be an artist and haven't stopped since. First and foremost, I'm an artist and performer, have been for 20 years. So I'm a writer and a poet. So that's what I do for people is I give my poetry. Also, I work with young people. I've been working with young people in the school system. So I do a variety of things like life skills to creative writing to right now I'm working on a Rites of Passage program at UPrep. Other things I do for my community as well is right now I'm striving to develop a business, which is a consulting group called S Consulting Group. I know that's going to do enormous things for this community once we really establish it firmly, probably in the fall, going into next year. You know, I help young people every day, starting with my children. First and foremost, I have three. I think adults a lot of times don't learn from young people. You know, I'm always studying young people. I always study how y'all dress. I study how y'all talk. I study the lingo. I like want to learn. If I'm like corny and played, I ask, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Because y'all have y'all period. So I study y'all so I can apply whatever I feel I can apply. Whether it's talking about media literacy, we break down what rap videos are, whatever it is I bring. You know what I mean? If it's just to be a mentor, be a cool cat. You know what I'm saying? Someone you can talk to. I do that. A lot of mentors. I have probably over 25 mentors. Even now, I still have mentors. So I will always say, like, grab onto a mentor, a good mentor that, like, kind of gives you another outlook that makes you say, yo, I didn't think about that. That's a good dude or a good person, a good human being around, whether it's man or woman. So anybody that's older than you that does that, that's a good mentor for you. Now, I look up to a lot of people. Shada said examples. But I have a lot of friends and a lot of support and a lot of people I support as well. Anywhere there's young people who are striving to be the best that they can be, I give my fullest to them at all costs. Like anytime, anywhere, and I've been doing it for the last 20 years. Find what you love to do. I don't care if it's looking at birds. Find it and become real, real good at it. Become a master at it. And once you become a master at that, you can find a way to make money from it. And it takes 10,000 hours of practice. They've calculated it, like, to become a master at something. You become a master at it, everybody will always be looking to you for that thing or several things that you're a master at.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Louis Rice and DeAndre Morgan. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.